Pray to the Lord Jesus. Everyone just shall be glorified in the name, Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Every day we will bless you. David said 7 times a day, praise I, the Lord. How much more under grace. Lord, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you for your word that we read this morning, Lord. We know you are here to bless. And we worship and we adore you. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The true God and the eternal life. Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Wow, I just listened to that and twice this week.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise to the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The scripture plainly declared that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In John 10:10, the Lord said this, I'm come that they might have life. That's you and I, this day, believers and so forth. And that they might have it more abundantly. We should have this in, you know, on our mind all the time. What the Bible says in 1 Peter, that we may understand what the will of God is, right? He came that you and I may have life and have it more abundantly. And you know in the Bible, I mean, in the New Testament, there are 4 different Greek words that is translated life. You know, in the New Testament, the one is called sushi, which means just natural or human life. Another one is bios, means manner of life. You know, Paul will say, you know my manner of life, what kind of thing like that, you know. Another one say anastrophe, which are all Greek, right, which means confused behavior, behavioral and like that, you know. Well, the other one is zoe. That is the Greek word for the kind of life that our Lord Jesus Christ brought into the world. Zoe is translated eternal life, or the God kind of life. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I come that in my half life, I have it more abundantly. But you know what? In Christianity, it seems strange that majority of the people in the church and so on, they have majored on the other type of life, like the manner of life, or even behavior, rather than eternal life itself, you know, which determines to a large extent another kind of manner, you know, of life as one of that, you know. And they don't know that no matter what manner of life or behavior one may have, it won't amount to anything without eternal life. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. So receiving eternal life is the most miraculous incident in life, this life. That, you know. Now the word Zoe is found 130 times, they search it out, in the New Testament. That the Lord came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly tells us that man was to have a right to an abundance of a new kind of life, God's own life. Praise the Lord. That's right, God's own life. This is the true God and eternal life. That is what he, you know, he brought, he came and he gave us himself. Anyway, eternal life is the actual life of the eternal one himself. That's what it is. We get the first intimation of what this life will do for you and I in John chapter 1, at the opening of that chapter, John chapter 1 verse 4. In him, meaning Christ, was life. And the life was the light of men. Well, if you are wondering, that light you mentioned here can mean development. Light stands for development. So we can read that verse in John 1:4 as in him was Zoe. And the Zoe was the development of men. Yeah, we can say that. Now development, Bible encourages us, Ephesians 4:15, speaking he speaks of growing into him in all things. Development, right? Growing up into Christ in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise the Lord. Development, that you grow up unto him. You know, that's the second part of Ephesians 4:15, right? Speaking the truth in love, right? I just see that part of it as long as that, you know. But to grow up unto him, development, want us to grow up unto him in all things. Ephesians 3:19 says this, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. What, you know, a declaration, and God's purpose for every one of us, you know, who are called the children of God and so on. You are wondering, look at it. The Ephesian church, though they were filled with the Holy Ghost already, right? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet here, the Bible is saying that the Holy Ghost is praying through the apostle that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Even if they are already filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a development. Growing up unto Christ in all things. Maybe the center of what I'm talking about this morning, that's eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, something was said about Stephen that seemed to be peculiar to him. I don't see it any other place in the Bible, really, you know. You know, Stephen, the first, he was a deacon, one of the seven deacons in Acts chapter 6, and the first martyr of the church. In Acts chapter 6, verse 5, I just caught part of it. Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Then in verse 8 of the same place, Stephen, full of faith and power, and did great wonders and miracles among the people. So the world full of faith, two times was used. I don't see anywhere in the middle of where it's used that way as well. What the peculiar to that Stephen? Anyway, the point is this. There is such a thing of being full of faith. We are all familiar with Romans 10:17, right? The Bible says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yet, the word of God used Stephen's experience to illustrate that there is such a thing as being full of faith. And it's associated with the Holy Ghost and power. They call the first passage, Stephen being full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Then, Stephen, full of faith and power. So, and you know, that means something. So, and I will know the Lord. Just before he ascended to heaven, told them in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The inference is that the way to be full of faith then, I believe, you know, is to be full of Zoe. God kind of life. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, we know that faith comes by hearing, but with Stephen, Bible says two times, full of faith, then at the Holy Ghost, then full of faith and power. Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So we see that's what he's saying. So to be full of faith, to be full of Zoe, to be full of God's kind of life. And that is the kind of faith in Corinthians 13:7, which believeth all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. The kind of faith that believeth all things. Galatians 5 says that kind of faith worketh by love. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. He full of faith. Only Stephen was set to associate with that kind of faith in the old Bible that I know of. You can search it out for yourself. Anyway, so the way to be full of faith, of divine love, is to be full of Zoe. See? The life of God. And the Bible says, for God is love. So we know that. And the Lord said in one place, in Matthew 19:26, I'll just be going to this morning, you know, and so on, that's, you know, really different things pertaining to the chain of God, and that which you aspire to, majorly, to see how we are to be filled with the fullness of God and what that will do for us, you know, as we aspire to that, you know. It said in Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. That's in Matthew 19:26, or if you like, in Mark 10:27, For with Zoe, meaning the life of God, all things are possible. I want to tell you that the life of God is money, see, the true God and eternal life, right? Additionally, the Lord said to us in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. See? You know, first of all, he said in Matthew 19, like I said before, with God all things are possible. Then, back in Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. This thing should always remain in our mind. Today, all kind of things, you want to believe God for something, there is all kind of excuses the world will present to you. If you are not very careful, there will be some believers who will start to talk you out of what is actually really just, you know, in the law. And some of that, you know. So when you know that even by the grace of God, as you believe, all things are possible, then you reach on out. Whatever it is that you know in your life is the will of God, you know, to receive. So when Zoe, the life of God, is received in sufficient measure, so what do you mean? To be filled with all the fullness of God, right? Development. You have to develop and grow up unto the Lord in all things. Only the Lord Jesus Christ himself has, you know, all, no, he himself is eternal life, right? So anyway, you can receive more, you know, of the Lord Jesus Christ sufficiently, and, when you do, it will fill you with any promise or any requirement in the Bible. Being filled with the fullness of God will fulfill in you and me any promise or any requirement in the Bible. It's a glorious thing to continue to aspire to be filled with all the fullness of God, really. And to fulfill in us all the Bible requires or promises is precisely what the life of God in us is designed to accomplish. Being filled with the fullness of God in you and me, what is done for you is that to receive and to fulfill in you all the Bible requires or promises. It is obtained by being filled with the fullness of God. That is why God decided to wait to dwell in you and in me to fulfill in you all of his promises in the Bible. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. See, in all this, no matter what will confront you, no matter what you face and so forth, in all of it, you and me, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. What a qualitative thing. It's not through our own effort, not through our own power, but by him. So how? By receiving enough of the life of God, we can be made more than conquerors in spirit, soul, and body in all the departments of your life. See? By the fullness, you know, of the Lord in you, we do that for you and so on. God wants to do in you and in me all that he did in Christ for us. I say it again. God wants to do in you and me all that he did in Christ for us. 2 Corinthians 5:19. To wit, that God was in Christ, concerning the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He did that, you know, at all. 2 Corinthians 6:16, second part of it. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. If we really walk in the consciousness of this scripture, I think our life is more blessed, you know, than, you know, I teach us for that, you know. When you are conscious that you are the temple of the living God, you are conscious that the Lord is dwelling in you. Where in one place, though, all is by faith, right? That Christ may dwell in you by faith. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So I say, how that, you know, all is by faith, you know, but it's there, just like anything else, by faith. See? So what glorious day and day we'll be living when we are so conscious of this scripture. Now, when we are filled with all the fullness of God, meaning the Zoe, the life of God, we are transformed. That is what transforms us from glory to glory into the image of Christ. That's right. The fullness of God in you and I is what does that. The joy, the life of God in you, transform us from glory to glory into the image of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says, Zoe, the life of God, turns belief into knowledge. I'm saying all the things, you can't even cover all that fullness of God in you will do. That actually infinite, really, you know. Just mentioning some of them this morning. Zoe, the life of God, the fullness of his life in you, turns belief into knowledge. It is the source of all divine graces. That's right. Zoe, that life of God in you, is the source of all divine graces. It gives us God's wisdom, for example. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Verse 30 says, but of him, meaning of Christ, are we in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Yes, Zoe, the life of God, turns belief into knowledge and so on, that you know, in the believer. Zoe, the life of God in us overcomes the world, the flesh, and the devil. Just highlighting some of the things that he does for us. Yeah, the life of God in you overcomes the world, the flesh, and the devil. That is in 1 John 5:4. You know, that I just paraphrased like that. We are in, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, you are born of God. And be conscious that you are an overcomer, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Be conscious of who you are. You are an overcomer. You are born of God, right? You may not feel. You may feel, you may not feel. We don't go by feelings. But because you are born of God, you have the potential and the ability, God's own ability to overcome anything and everything in this world. Zoe, God's life in us works in us that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. Tell me what this fullness, you know, being filled with the fullness of God means, or what it does for us. So, it works in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. I know God will say that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But our life, you see, God will tell us that in Hebrews 13:20. Let's see how, indeed, we can really please God. See? Even the faith that you have to please God is from God, right? But I like this verse a lot. How to please God. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. You see? Only God can really perfect you and I, amen? Even say be perfect, right? But you got to depend on Christ for it, amen? We depend on him for everything. You see? Everything. You know? Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Now, look at it. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. How? Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Bible says, you know, the marriage of the Lamb is come in Revelation and so forth, and his wife has made herself ready. Unto her was given what? All that she needed for that wedding, right? The garments and so forth. White linen, right? Bible says that white linen is the righteousness of saints, right? And we are told that Jesus is our righteousness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Even so, we were ready for the wedding. He gave us everything. We depend on him for everything. Praise the Lord Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen? So that's why I have to be filled all the time with the fullness of God. Be conscious, you know, to just wait upon the Lord and so forth. Now, Colossians 3:4, even in the Old Testament, I think Psalm 138, about the 12, the last verse, even with David speaking by the Holy Ghost, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Amen? It's not by our own power. No. No more that we are saved by our own power. Praise the Lord Jesus. Depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, Colossians 3:4. When Christ, now I want to mention something here about three or four things together here. Who is our life? That's one. Christ is our life, right? You know, when he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Then Ephesians 2:4 talk about our peace. For he, Jesus, is our peace. Amen? He's just our everything. I like that song in SU. And it's so sweet. He is my everything. He is my all. Amen? Everything. You know, what a sweet song is. He is our peace. John 14:27. Peace. I live with you. He make it clear right there. My peace I give unto you, he said. So we talk about it's our life, it's our peace, even more, it's our strength. Psalm 118 verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and it become my salvation. So it's our life, it's our peace, it's our strength, and even the Lord, it's our portion. Bible says and all that, you know. So Proverbs 4:20 and 22, let me read that one. My son, attend to my word. Incline thine ear unto my sins, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Even with our health, you see, God's word is our health. Health to all their flesh. It's our peace. It's our life. It's our peace. It's our strength. It's our health. Right here. God himself, in summary, becomes our life, our peace, our righteousness, our purity, our strength, and our health by being filled with all of his fullness, the very life of God. Zoe. First, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So the Lord becomes the preserver of our soul, spirit, and body. You know, our zeal is our joy, our faith, by filling us with his own very life. That's how he does it. So we feel, I think we be filled with all the fullness of God. Be conscious of it. And, day by day, Bible says laying hold on eternal life, right? In Timothy, I believe it is, wherein you are also called. Praise the Lord. Don't let it slip. Now you lay hold by faith. Anyway, Psalm 32, verses. I will instruct another set of things that the indwelling of the Lord, that the fullness of God will do for us being your life is this. Let's put some of them together here again. 32:8 of Psalm. I will instruct thee. Number one, I will teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. This is how to remind ourselves every day. We all have to make decisions all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing, I always think that to be guided of the Lord is not the greatest thing there is. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 58 verse 11 says, and the Lord shall guide you continually, right? Another thing, satisfy thy soul in drought. So we see, we instruct thee, he will teach thee. Now we are told that, you know, he will guide thee continually. Satisfy thy soul in drought. See? Second Peter 1:3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So it is through his life in us, the life of God, the Lord Jesus Christ in us, that he is our guide. That's how he's our instructor, he's our teacher, he's our satisfaction, and our all things that pertain unto this life and godliness. This morning I want us to be conscious of the indwelling of the Lord, and to aspire to always to be filled with all the fullness of God. That's why I'm highlighting all these privileges and so forth that is yours and mine. You know, the Bible says that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, that you may grow up unto him in all things. He is the standard, you know, and the only one standard really that, you know. So anyway, now, by feeding us with more and more of his life, God wants to manifest himself in us in the form of every spiritual blessing he has promised in the Bible. I say that again. By filling us with more and more of his life, God wants to manifest himself in us in the form of every spiritual blessing he has promised. And this is the miracle and genius of Christianity, that the eternal God, the everlasting Father dwelling in you, want to fulfill in you, manifest himself in you, you know, in the every form, spiritual and blessing that he has promised in that Bible. Romans 5:10 tells us of saying that we are saved by his life, right? Somewhere in Romans 5:10, not to go there, but right there. Saved by his life. And this is true for us, both spirit, soul, and body. See, we are saved by the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is when our prayers are inspired by Zoe, meaning the life of God that is in you, that we can ask what we will and receive it. The Lord told us many things without explaining them. You know, he leave us to really to seek it out and some of that, you know. So in John 15:7, he told us that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So our prayers, when they are inspired by Zoe, they are all kind of prayers, right? You know, yourself. There are times when you reach really down to the Lord and so forth, you know. Anyway, so when that prayer is inspired by Zoe, the life of God within you and so on, then indeed, you are abiding in him and he's abiding in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Again, the consciousness, you know, of being filled with all the fullness of God. If you think you are lacking that at any time, don't wait a moment. Reach on out. Amen? Praise the Lord. And, get filled. It's already there with you as well. Zoe, the life of God, is the healer of our spirit, soul, and body. That is, 2 Corinthians 4:11 says this. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. How the Bible says. Mm-hmm. See? Healing. Divine healing. And even divine life, they are all three things. I always say that one here. There is healing. If a child of God is sick, there is also divine health, meaning that you don't get sick. There is even a divine life, you know, and some of that, you know, all these things. And even divine strength. Christ himself made manifest in our mortal flesh, amen? Praise the Lord. Both your healing, divine health, divine life, all are the Lord Jesus Christ himself made manifest in our mortal flesh. The fullness of this new life is better than healing itself that it produces. And I will explain. And, For example, if one possesses divine health, or even see better, divine life, he has no need of healing, right? That's right. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said that aware, need not a physician, right?
Yeah.
Now the Lord Jesus said, praise God. Anyway, Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart failed David at one condition and so on, but look at it. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen? The strength of your life and your portion forever. See? David's blessings were God manifesting himself in these various forms. May God his strength of his heart, his portion, he said forever. Similarly, God gives us each spiritual blessing by giving us Himself. Our blessings are a part of God Himself. The blessing you receive from the Lord is part of God Himself, really, you know, absolutely it is. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the true vine," in John chapter 5, right? But you know, in verse 1 of that, he said, "I am the true vine," he says. And again, he said, "And ye are the branches," in the 15th verse of John chapter 5. See, "Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." That's John 5:15. At the beginning of the chapter, I say, "I am the true vine." So the life, of course, of the vine, I mean the branches of the vine, the life in it is the vine's life. You see? So the branches of the vine get their life from the vine itself. It is part of the life of the vine. Take that tree, for example. I see a branch there. The life in that branch, you know, is coming from the very, you know, from the very tree itself and so on. You know, so we know that. That's another. Even in nature, Bible says, you know, first, you know, the natural, then the spiritual. And the Lord Himself is even saying the same thing here, you know, in this thing and so on. So, and it is the will of the true vine, the Lord Jesus Christ, that all the branches be full of His own life. That is the will of God. See? That He be filled with all the fullness of God. That is something to this. I have been praying that prayer for many years, and God don't know me. Look, there is something to this prayer. I'm going to look into this and all that, you know. So anyway, it is the will of the true vine, the Lord Jesus, that all the branches, you and I, are God's children, to be full of Christ's own life. And just work casually as a Christian, aspire to be filled. That's what the Bible prays for the church, to be filled with all the fullness of God. Always make it your desire and begin to believe God by activating your faith, you know, in what God has said. Now, so even think of a bay. You have heard of San Francisco Bay, Alaska Bay, or whatever it is. The bay is part of the ocean. Is that alright? So, San Francisco Bay, for example, is part of the Pacific Ocean. So, the water in that bay is part of the Pacific Ocean. So are we in Christ also, you know? So, His life, the life that is in you, the very, you know, is part of God Himself. You see? So, in like manner, when we are full of Zoe, the life of God, we are one with God, just as that San Francisco Bay is one with the Pacific Ocean, because the tides from that Pacific Ocean flow into that bay. That's the way it is, you and I. See? So anyway, just say in many, many ways to be filled with all the fullness of God. It's a wonderful prayer that the Holy Ghost made for the church. Let us claim it day by day. Don't settle for anything less. You know, growing up unto Him in all things. This is His standard. You know, and so on, you know, unto Him. All the prophets bear witness. Bible says, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, towards the end, "He that is joined unto the law is one spirit." What the Bible says? That is to say, our spirit and His spirit are blended in one. Like He is the vine, the true vine, and we are the branches, inseparable, right? In one place, we are planted in the palm of His hand, in it. I said, "No man can pluck them out of my hand." Praise the Lord. When Satan comes tempting and so on, that, you know, tell him, "I'm in a place where you can never reach again." Oh, Satan, in it. We are going up. The direction is going down, we are going up, in it. Praise the Lord Jesus. I tell him, take an angel to put him in the bottomless pit, in it. One of those faithful angels who didn't rebel with him. Praise the Lord Jesus. And for you and I am already seated. You are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places, in it. You're reaching it out now in the mind of God. As a child of God, you are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You are crucified with Him, Bible tells us. Galatians 2:20. And we were buried with him. And we were raised up together with him. Ephesians, these are the privileges of the children of God. Spiritual things and all that, you know. So anyway, and the thing is this, why every Christian wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Many do not know the many glorious reasons why, you know, they should be filled with the Holy Spirit, or why the Holy Spirit wants them to be filled with himself. Well, Bible tells us a couple of things. When he comes, for example, put us in remembrance of what the Lord has told us, right? Show us things to come, maybe in prophecy, and things like that, you know. But another thing is this. He wants to be unhindered, need the Holy Ghost, in his wonderful work of continually quickening our whole spirit, soul and body. Amen? Praise the Lord. Kind of, you know. So yeah, you want to continually be on. You want to be hindered in this wonderful work of continually quickening our whole spirit, soul and body. The Lord said in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. See what I'm talking about? The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see, quickening means what? To give life. Praise the Lord. See? Now, the spirit is spoken of in scripture as the spirit of life. That is in Romans 8, the second verse. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Just reading scripture this morning about being filled with the fullness of God. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise you, the Lord Jesus. He has done it for you and me. You know, it's ours. All life is due to the direct action of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to impart the actual life of the Lord Jesus Christ to you and I continually. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Another work of the Holy Spirit to impart the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ to you and I continually. And the Lord Jesus is the true source of life for both the soul and body of God's children. You know what happened? When we are not full of the Spirit, what happens is this. It's work of quickening or increasing the divine life in our spirit, soul and body is hindered or limited. Now what happens when we are not really, you know, getting filled with all the fullness of God? The Lord Jesus Christ came. Not only that we might have life, but that we may have it more abundantly. Amen? John 10:10. Praise the Lord. That's right. That we have it more abundantly. We cannot have his full life, his life, in the measure that he desires, unless we are filled with his spirit. See? We have to. Now, so, the true God and eternal life are telling us that we should be filled with all of the fullness of the Lord. The Word of God commanded us to abide in Christ. I think I read it before in John 5:15. Say, he that abideth in me, and I in him. Then he said in 1 John 2:28, and now little children, abide in him. 1 John 2:28. This abiding in Christ keeps us filled with the Spirit and removes from us all hindrances to the Spirit's constant quickening or giving the life of God. That's what it does for us, you know, you can only abide in the Lord and so forth. Well, we thank the Lord Jesus Christ that we can all pray with faith and get the answer every passing day according to the word of the Lord. But I want to point out something in the 119th Psalm. Why was David inspired to use the word quicken 11 times in that chapter of Psalm 119. See? Talking about the quickening, right? You know, why would David be inspired to use the word quicken 11 times in the 119th Psalm? Where? Because it has been revealed to him that more Zoe, meaning more of the life of God, is the cure. And the only cure indeed for all our ailments. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That's why quickening to give life, right? And it's all about that psalm. All about Psalm 119 is a long psalm, but it's wonderful. It talks about the word of God. I think that it's a beautiful psalm. You can eat it all day long and you won't be weary and so on, that, you know. That's right. Now, it's a cure for all our ailments. Like David there, it is good to know what we pray for. He knew what he was praying for. He desired quickening, meaning more life, increase the life. He therefore sought that blessing that is the root of all the rest. That quickening is the root of all other blessings. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. It was revealed to him that there is a quickening after God's loving kindness. As he says, that's a quickening that after God's loving kindness. So he asked for it. Psalm 119, verse 88. That is what he said. Quicken me after that loving kindness, he said. We just read over these things in the Bible. Not single word of God just laying there for nothing. They mean something. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we meditate upon them, and the more God will reveal to you, quicken me after that loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. So God's loving kindness will make us to have life more abundantly. The quickening. God's loving kindness. You know, in Psalm 63, verse 3. Because the loving kindness is better than life. See? My lips shall praise thee. Praise the Lord. Why is it loving kind of better than life? Because that loving kindness, it was revealed to him. You know, it's a quickening, according, it's a quickening power and so on of the Holy Spirit. Now, even there's more to what he said about quickening, it was also revealed to David that there is a quickening according to the word of God too, you know. So he asked for it also. And in Psalm 119 verse 25, quicken me, he said, quicken thou me according to thy word. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, this is something, you know, I don't know that, you know, I just feel delighted by them and so on. That comprehensive and inspired prayer was recorded in what I just told you now. He said, quicken thou me according to thy word. So we notice that the quickening is, as the scripture has said, according to thy word. The word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. We know that. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Peter 1:21. Holy men of God, they speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the word of God is God's own blueprint from which he works while carrying on his great work of quickening. Amen? Praise the Lord. Say, quickened by thy word, you see? So, the word of God then, is God's own blueprint from which he works while carrying on his great work of quickening you and I. To be quickened according to God's word means to be full of his life in the entire range of our complex being. We are a complex being, right? We are a triune. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are spirit, soul, and body. So, to be quickened according to God's word, then it means to be full of God's life in all those departments of your being, spirit, soul, and body. God has made Christ the treasury of all that he is. As the scripture has said, Colossians 2:9. For in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Praise the Lord. You can be full of everything that Christ, the true vine, contains. That's right. Be filled with all the fullness of God, right? That's the prayer the Holy Ghost made for the church. Yeah, we can be full of everything that Christ, the true vine, contains. The abiding branch in the true vine not only has life, like I said before, but full of life all the time. It is by the Spirit's fullness and the consequence on him that quickening that we, according to the scriptures, are preserved spirit, soul, and body. Romans 8:11 says this: if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that's what quicken about the Bible, quicken your mortal bodies by Spirit that dwelleth in you. Are you talking about healing? Of course, yes. Spiritual, emotional, and physical, amen? They are all in the Word of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are told in 2 Corinthians 4:11. For we which are always, which live, are always delivered, which are ready before, but I want to do it again, and so on, you know, unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So, whenever you need healing, or anything for that matter, from our Lord Jesus Christ, wait on God for the Spirit of for the Spirit to quicken you to the extent that Mark 11:24 shall be fulfilled in you. Let me read that one again. Whenever you need healing or anything for that matter, from our Lord Jesus Christ, wait sufficiently on him. On God, for the Spirit to quicken you to the extent that Mark 11:24 is fulfilling you. What did they say there? In that verse, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've seen so in so many directions this morning that Christ, the true God and eternal life dwelling in you, encouraging us to be filled with all his fullness, and therefore to grow up unto him in all things. Anyway, and this is exactly what divine quickener wants to do for you and I. The divine quickener, our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we therefore, I put it, not pray every day, and I mean every day, and I mean every day really, and even now, quicken thou me, meaning give me more life, Lord, according to thy word. Amen. Praise God. Give me praise, and then God is waiting for you and I. I do it every day. You can learn this truth. Quicken thou me according to thy word. This means according to every revelation we find in the Bible that shows you and I how God wants to do or wants us to be. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Quicken me according to your word, Lord. Every time you discover some truth or promise in the Bible or the Word of God that is more than you know right now, nobody knows it, or even more than you understand right now, or even more than you believe right now, just rejoice. Oh, I haven't seen this before. Oh, I don't understand it. Just rejoice. Why? Be encouraged. It is the work of the Spirit, not your work, to quicken you just to that extent that you just, God will lift you up there as you open your heart to him and so on. For the scripture plainly stated in Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Let quicken thou me, or if you want to sing, give me more life, according to thy word, be your first prayer every day. It is the condition of a thousand other blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. You try it for yourself. The prayer in the Bible and so on. Every day. It is God's way of fulfilling in you all the good pleasure of his goodness, as the scripture has said. You know that the Bible like that? Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. It says, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit wants to quicken us to the extent that everything he has revealed concerning us in God's word shall be fulfilled in us. Amen. And what he wants to do now, he came out to do you and I. Let's see another verse in Psalm 119, the 58th verse. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. Amen. The word of God, the quickening power, the divine quickener, the word of God. The Spirit quickens us according to our trust in God, or God's word rather. And this is to the extent of every promise or command that we find from time to time in the word of God. This quickening will be, as the scripture has said, from glory to glory. And I read before John 6:63, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's words are spirit and they are life. They accomplish exactly what they reveal. God won't say something and do something else. I always like this verse in Isaiah 55 verse 10 concerning the word of God. I want to read that also. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, the integrity of God's word, I always call it, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. God says, so shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, the Lord says, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can count on it every day. You've got a promise from God, come here. God's integrity of his word. The Lord says, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word will not pass away. So when we pray to be quickened according to his word, we know that we are praying according to his will. We can therefore obtain the answer, no matter what it shall come to pass. And according to his word means according to both his promises and his commands. The more the word of God requires, the better, the greater will be the quickening. Amen? Praise the Lord. This morning, just reading across scripture, I begin by saying, the true God and eternal life is the same one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and so forth. Then we jump into this quickening, being filled with all the fullness of God, which something is just a scripture. I've been praying that prayer for many, many years, but I begin to open my eyes to it in a more way. And it's becoming indispensable to me. What a glorious privilege it is that whenever we feel the greatest lack, we can pray to the giver of life. Amen? Quicken thou me. Give me more life. See, anytime you feel a lack and so on, you can cry to the Lord at that and so on. We need quickening every day. Every believer need quickening every day. That's why this subject this morning and so forth. Why on earth? The Lord Jesus said in John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Do you know that even now in heaven, in the last chapter of the Bible, he is still saying, 22 of Revelation verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. He wants to be an inexhaustible fountain of life within us, spring up to everlasting life. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Just come and drink. You can do. Like he said, like he promised, at the rivers of living water. Then John 7:38. Now, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So daily following these precepts, just talking about, this is the true God and eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, growing up unto him in all things, and the Holy Spirit expanded this so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. We see the example of Stephen. Oh, look at the wonderful thing that he gave in Acts chapter 7, confounded all those people and so forth. But they could not withstand the wisdom by which he spoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. I made him a master because he was full of faith, and of the Holy Spirit and of power. So daily following these things, brother and sister, asking for the Lord, quicken me, Lord, according to thy word. Quicken me according to thy loving kindness. We go a long way. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful is thy word, Lord. Lord, O Lord, tell you that I speak unto you their spirit and their life. Let that quickening power, let us speak it daily. It's indispensable, Lord, for the overcomer, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we are called to be as we go in this race, in the name of the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Put it at the back of your mind. It is the eternal word of God. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. With man, something may not be possible, or even many things. Not with God. Then he turns it around. With you being filled with the fullness of that God, Jesus Christ our Lord, nothing shall be impossible unto you. So therefore this morning, so we go with this, exhortation, trusting the Lord, seeking daily to be filled with all his fullness. Bible says, those who believe in him ought to walk as he also walked. So we thank you, Father. We worship and we glorify thy name, Lord. Thank you for the call to be overcomer. And we shall. Bible says, little children, you have already overcome them, the wicked one. See, we did already. How did we do it? It is the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he defeated him openly before his own cohort. He made an open show of him, openly. That victory is for you and I, God's children. We just claim it, and the devil has to back off. Lord, we thank you for the victory we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.